Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor the presence of the Most High God this evening. We thank you, Lord, that you are our King, you are our Shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you for your holy divine presence this evening, O God. We bless and honor you. Oh, for our Father God, I lift up everybody on boys to men, girls to ladies this evening, O God. We honor your holy presence, O God. Two or more are gathered in your mighty name, O God. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn in the name of Jesus. We are established in righteousness, and oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith and every mokoshe, we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take mokoshe, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. Mokoshe bakade shekeore rabaka. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. Mokoshe bakade shekeore rabaka. We overcome all because the greater one is on the inside of us. Mokoshe baka. We overcome because greater is he that is in us. Mokoshe than he that is in the world. We stand in the evil day, having our loins girt about with truth. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith. We are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We honor your presence today, Almighty. We thank you, Almighty, that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Mokoshe Baka. Every Mokoshe young person that's on today, on boys to men, girls to ladies, and their families, oh God. I lift up every person that's on today, adults as well as children. I cover us and our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God surround and protect our lives from destruction. Let the angel of the Lord encamped around us protect us. Let your glory be our covering and protect our backs. Mokoshe baka, hold us up and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is our strong tower. We run into it and we are safe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mokoshe baka de shikeore de baka. Lord, Mokoshe, you make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from them who are puffed up at us in the name of Jesus. Let us dwell in the land safely. Mokoshe baka, lead us safely and we will not fear. Let the sea, Mokoshe, overwhelm our enemies. Let us lie down and rest in safety. Mokoshe, we dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. Keep us as the apple of your eye and hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings. You are the almighty Father. You are the almighty God. What a wonderful God you are. What a wonder you are. It is great, Father God, that you allow us to call upon your name. We don't take it for granted because, Father, some people don't know your name to call upon it. So I thank you that you allow us to call upon you. And not only that, you answer. Mokoshe bakade shikeada de baka. Who can comprehend the love of the Father? Mokoshe baka, you love us in spite of who we are. even, Mokoshe, when you chastise us, it's because you love us and you are determined for us to stay on your path, O God, your righteous path. We extol you, O God, O King, and we bless your name forever and ever. Every day we will bless you, O Lord. Every day we will praise your name forever and ever and ever. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Baka, you are great and greatly to be praised. Mokoshe Baka, in your greatness is, and your greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Thank you for joining us. Our foundation scripture, I'm asking everybody to turn in your Bibles to our foundation scripture this evening. Our foundation scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:11. 1 Corinthians 13:11. God honors his word above his name, and so do I. I honor his word above his name. He's a great king, and he said in his word, Mokoshe Baka, that he honor his word above his name, and he is a true and living God. He is not a man that he should lie. So I hope you have your Bibles open to 1 Corinthians 13:11. Mia, I know that you're on, and Lamaya. Mia, if you have 1 Corinthians 13:11, you can just listen as we read along. Maya, Lamaya, good evening.
Evening.
Hold on, Lamaya, I'm sorry. Let me put you on live. Hold on. Good evening, Lamaya.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
That's good.
You have 1 Corinthians 13:11 this evening?
Yes.
Okay. Will you read it for us?
Yes. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away all childish things.
Amen. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I thought as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a woman, I put away childish things. So we can make that personal in our lives. You know, as we grow up, hopefully we are growing and maturing. You know, at one time, you know, when we were young in the Word, we were drinking the milk of the Word. But now, as we've grown, hopefully we are eating the meat of the Word and digesting it well and applying it to our lives. When we digest it, we apply it to our lives. So the Word says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a woman, I put away childish things. So I thank God for his mighty word. Young lions go hungry and may starve, but those who seek the Lord have all the Lord's help, have all the things they need. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you wants a full life? Who like to live long enough to enjoy things? Keep your tongue from saying evil. Keep your tongue from saying evil things and your lips from speaking deceitful things. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the righteous, the Lord's eyes are on the righteous people. His ears hear their cry for help. The Lord confronts those who do evil in order to wipe out all memory of them from the earth. Righteous people cry out. The Lord hears them and rescues them from all their troubles. So let's see. I know Lamaya is on and Mia is on. So I thank God for you. Mia is a young woman that I met recently. She is in Job Corps. So we thank you for listening, Mia. All right. Let's see. I'm going to ask you, Lamaya, to join me in praying for some things. And one of the things I want to pray for is you know, children that are sick, and that God would heal them. So, Lamaya, and the next thing is safety for our children and their families. So, Lamaya, you pick one of those you want to pray for. The children that are sick and that God would heal them, or safety for our children and families. You pick one.
The sicknesses.
Okay, for children that are sick. Okay, go ahead. I'll let you pray, and then I'll pray for the safety of our children.
Okay. Father God, I just ask that you just heal those children that are not feeling well, who have any illnesses. I ask that you just take those out. I just ask that you just put a barrier around those children, lay your arms around them, heal them. I ask that you just put your hand on their heads, touch them, take out the illness that is causing them not to be able to do the things they normally do. I ask that you just watch over anybody that may be having an issue with a sick child. I ask that you build them up, let them be stronger, let them be able to pray over the child as they go through the phase of being sick. I ask that you just keep your arms of protection around them as they go through the course of their illness. And I ask that you just build up their immune system so that this won't happen again. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that prayer. That was awesome. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lamaya.
You're welcome.
I'm going to pray for the safety of the children. Well, Father God, we lift up every child in Jacksonville, every child in Kalamazoo, every child throughout the United States and every city in the name of Jesus, every country, every continent throughout the world. And we ask you for safety and protection, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for hiding them under the shadow of your almighty wings. Protect them in their homes. Protect them in the schools. Protect them as they're out and about, oh God. Protect them in vehicles and cars and airplanes and trains in the name of Jesus. Protect them on buses, school buses, city buses, all transportation. Protect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe as they go to school and as they come home, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do for the children in the fam and their families, oh God. We thank you for keeping them, Father God, Mokoshe, close by your side, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to protect them from the wiles of the enemy, oh God, that would try to come up against them like he came against Jesus when he was a baby, oh God. But, Father, you kept him safe, Mokoshe Bakade, and protected, oh God. So protect our children in the same way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children, Mokoshe Bakade, are Mokoshe under your cover, O God, under your mighty covering, O God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every child in the world, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon that is formed against our children will prosper in the name of Jesus. Protect them from accidents in the home, Mokoshe fires, Mokoshe, but protect them, Father God, from broken bones or scrapes and scratches they may get from playing football, basketball, or sports, Mokoshe Baka, or falls when they're skating, or any kind of accidents in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that our children, Mokoshe Bakade, or Rabaka, are protected by you, Almighty Shepherd, in the name of Jesus. You are their shepherd, and they shall not want. They shall not want for safety. They shall not want for peace, because they are protected as they go in by you, Almighty Shepherd. They are protected by you as they come out in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing for the children in the name of Jesus, even those that are in the hospitals. Protect them from medications that will harm their bodies, oh God. Those, Father God, that are in institutions, in the name of Jesus, protect them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, heal them, their minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we say our children have the mind of Christ, Mokoshe Baka, and they dwell in safety and in peace, O God. Father God, I thank you that they will lie down in green pastures in Mokoshe beside the still waters. You will lead them, O God. I thank you for restoring their souls, O God, Mokoshe, and leading them in the path of righteousness, O God. I thank you, Father God, that yea, though they walk through the shadow of the valley of death, they shall fear no evil because your rod and your staff comfort them, O God. Surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow our children all the days of our lives, and they will dwell in safety and in peace. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. All right, Lamai, we have two more targets. You choose one. Pray for the schools, the teachers, faculty and staff, the students, the environment where the children, you know, are safe, and an environment where they can learn and be prepared for life's purpose. That's one. And the other one is children who have no parents, whether their parents died or whether they're in foster care, or, you know, their parents may have abandoned them. So I'll go back over it again. Pray for the school. I'm sorry, what would you say?
Oh, I was going to pick the children with no family.
With no parents? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to start that one, and then I'll pray for the, the schools.
Okay. Father God, I just ask that you lift up those children that don't have any father figures or mother figures. I ask that you just give them the strength to go on. I ask that you just let them know the knowledge, and I just ask that you give them the knowledge to know who their father and mother is. You are their mother and father. I ask that you just strengthen them up daily. I ask that you just lift up those children that don't know what to do or don't have anybody to go to when they're in need or in trouble. I ask that you just watch over them. Keep them lifted up. Keep them cheerful. I ask that you just let them be able to find the right parents if they're in a foster care. I ask that you let those parents be able to put that peace back in their heart when it was taken from them when they were a little child or when they were just born. I ask that you just let either those children reunite with their families if they haven't lost them, or let somebody step up to become a parent. I ask that you just keep away any suicidal thoughts from those children because they don't have any parents. I ask that you just let them be able to find the right parents for them that is up to par, that's par. I ask that you just let them know that you are there for them and that they are not alone. And I ask that you just keep your arms and protection around them as well. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I agree with that prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every school in the United States of America, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send godly teachers to every school, O God, teachers that can undergird the faculty, staff, and the teachers, and everybody, Mokoshe, and the students, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the protection, for the safety of the teachers, of the students, O God. I thank you for a learning, an atmosphere of learning, O God, an environment that is conducive to learning, Father God, where the teachers can teach and the children can learn, a peaceful atmosphere, O God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every child, Mokoshe Baka, will taught on a level that they can understand, Father God, and the teaching will not be above their heads, but they will be able to understand everything that's being taught so they can come to higher levels and deeper levels. I decree and declare that our children will be taught of you again in the schools, Lord God, in the public schools, in the private schools, in the Christian schools, oh God. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy because the children are being taught about you, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that the children will be able to read the Bible again and pray in public schools again. I decree and declare it so. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, Father God, that you are over the public schools, the private schools, the Christian schools in the nation, O God. I thank you, Father God, for the teachers, Mokoshe Baka, that you have handpicked for our children, O God. Drive out, force out those people who are not there for the benefit of the children, O God. Those people who are not there to educate our children, O God. I thank you for forcing and driving them out and putting godly people in their places, O God, that can speak a word in due season over our children, that can pray over our children, that can decree and declare a thing, and it will be so. And, Father, we speak peace in every classroom throughout the United States, O God, peace, peace, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. I thank you, Father God, that the children listen to their teachers and the faculty and staff, those who have rule and authority over them, that they will learn what's being taught them, O God. They will listen. They will learn. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the preparation that the teachers and faculty and staff are doing on behalf of the children, O God, that they will first be taught of you. They will learn of you, Father God, in your ways, O God. In the name of Jesus, they will know that you are their creator, O God. In the name of Jesus and Father God, I thank you that this book of the law shall not depart out of the children's mouths, O God, that it will be taught in the school. They will learn how to meditate upon your word, O God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will apply it to their lives and they will have a good success and prosper in the spirit and in the natural, O God. I thank you that our children will be prepared for their purpose that you sent them here to do on this earth, O God. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, as they grow and mature and prepare for life, that they will go, Father God, to godly schools where they can be taught more about you and they can be prepared to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, after your own heart, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O Most High, and we honor you today in Jesus' holy name. So this is a Bible Storyland Presents, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. And I thank God we have several callers on the line from Ohio, from Louisiana, from Jacksonville, from Michigan. So I appreciate you all being on today. I want to share something with you that was written by a student. It's called Totally Awesome, and I've read it before, but some of you may not have heard it. Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because God's Word is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached new school prayer, new Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit down in school where praying is against the rule, for this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights, and any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our nose, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We are taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess, when chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make. Should I be shot my soul, please take. Amen. Well, that was written by a young man unknown to me, but I thank someone for sharing it with me. All right. Do you know why you were born or why you were created? We talked about this a few weeks ago. Each of you have a purpose that God put on the inside of you, and he wants you to carry it out. Just like Jesus had a purpose. His purpose was to come here and die and bleed for us so that we might have abundant life. But he also resurrected, and now he lives again with the Father on the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding on our behalf. So I thank God for Jesus. You can pray and ask God what he created you to do. What is the reason he sent you to the earth? Maybe you may know already. Maybe you're going to be a teacher sent by God to teach what he wants taught. Ephesians 4:11 talks about he gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the fivefold ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. And, you know, sometimes you can tell what God sent you to do because you have a passion to do it. I mean, you do it all the time. Maybe you sing all the time. Maybe you play an instrument all the time. Maybe you always drawing all over the house. When you were little, you were drawing on the walls, and your parents were smacking your little hands and saying, uh-uh, don't draw on the wall, or don't color on the wall. Or maybe you love to, you know, hold the little animals and play with them, and if they had like a little sore or something, or they were, you know, limping, maybe you looked at their feet and pulled a little spur out. Or maybe you like snakes or cats, you know, you hear a kitten and you go, you know, oh yeah, you want to bring it home and feed it some milk. Or perhaps you may become, you know, a veterinarian if you like animals a lot, or a doctor. You may even write songs of your own. Perhaps you want your own recording studio, or publish your own CDs or DVDs, or have your own singing group, or be a praise and worship leader. You may have the gift of gab, and all you do is talk. You just talk. Everywhere you go, you talk. Your family say, shh, or your friends say, ooh, you talk so much. Or, you know, you go to church and they be quieting you down so, you know, they can hear the message. And or your teacher in school says, it's not talk time. Be quiet and listen while I'm teaching. Or maybe, you know, maybe you're going to be a preacher. Maybe you're going to be a teacher, an orator. Maybe you're going to have your radio host show, you know, meteorologist. Maybe you love to look at the clouds and you say, ooh, I wonder if it's going to rain. Looks like it's going to snow. Or, you're looking at the weather and you see that it's going to be sunshiny, and you say, ooh, yeah, it's going to sunshine today, so maybe you're going to be a meteorologist and report on the weather. Maybe you're going to be a nurse who takes care of neonatal care babies, or a pediatrician who works with children, who makes sure, you know, the children are taken care of, you know, making sure that they are taking their vitamins and eating well, and maybe you prescribing a diet that they can eat to stay healthy, plenty of fruit and vegetables. Maybe you're going to own your own business. You know, maybe you just love to count money and, you know, handle money, and you say, oh, you know, I think it would be good if, you know, we had this business for our family. Maybe you're a cook. You love to cook. Maybe one day you're going to be a chef cook. And you may travel around the world cooking in different countries and creating recipes and coming on, having your own, you know, show like Oprah. Or I can't think of the young woman's name who has a cooking show. But anyway, you probably can think of, I can't think of her name now. Her name is Paula Deen. She has her own cooking show. And then there are others who have cooking shows. So no telling, you know, what you may be, but think about it and ask the Lord, what are you preparing me to be, Father? And it's usually something that you really, really love to do a lot. So think about what you love to do and pray and ask the Father, why did you send me here to the earth? I know you put a purpose in me, Lord, but let me know what it is. So, Lamaya, do you know why you were sent here and what God wants you to be yet, or have you thought about it?
I think God has sent me here to basically worship him and be an evangelist. Yes, to minister his word to others and be a fashion designer.
All right. Do you like to sew or you like to draw clothes?
Yes.
Or wear, you know, fashionable clothes?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, that's great. That sounds good. Well, we're going to review a little bit. There are five books of the Pentateuch. Lamaya, you remember what those first five, those are the first five books in the Bible. Do you remember what they are?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Amen. Awesome. You know what? God has created brilliant children today. All right, that was awesome, Lamaya. And you are correct. All right, now, Pentateuch means the origin or the beginning. These are the beginning books where, you know, God gave Moses the law, the Ten Commandments, where it says, you know, we should love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and strength, and we should have no other gods before us. All of those things are in those first five books. So I thank God for giving us those books. Now, the next 12 books are called historical books. So, Lamaya, you want to turn to the next 12, turn in the table of contents, and let's look at the next 12 books.
There's Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, and then Nehemiah, Esther, and Job.
Okay, stop at Esther. That's 12. All right, excellent. All right, so those are the books of historical books. They give the history. They tell a lot of history about what happened during Bible days. So if you want to know some history, you can look in Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. You read those so well, Lamaya. I thank God that you are already 10 times smarter than all of your friends and your classmates.
Thank you.
So that was excellent. So now we're going to say all 17 of the books, Lamaya, the first five, all and the next 12. So start at Genesis and end at Esther. Read those for me.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
Very good. Now, can you say any of them without looking in your Bible? I know you know the first five. Can you say the first, the first seven without looking?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges.
Excellent. That's good. All right. That's the first seven. Okay, so we're going to review those again next week. And those books are the books that God inspired men to write so that we can learn about him and his ways, his laws. You know, God have things that he want us to know about him. We don't know everything about him because the Bible says, you know, everything. You know, many of the things about God are past finding out. Some of them are secret. He's not going to tell us everything. But those things that he wants us to know is revealed in his word. And that's like the Logos word. And then there's a Rhema word where God, like Samuel, he heard the voice of God. So, you know, when he heard him say, Samuel, you know, and sometimes some of us hear the voice of God. And that's like a rhema word. He may speak something to us, and he'll, you know, right away we'll say, oh, that's God telling me something. So we want to pay attention to when God is telling us something. Lamaya, without looking, can you tell me what Genesis 1:1 says?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Amen. Very good. Like I said, you are brilliant. All right. Now, who is God? God, Lamaya.
Yes.
Who is it?
Huh?
What did you say?
Who is God?
God is our creator and our beginning and our end, our father and our Alpha and Omega.
Amen. Excellent, excellent, excellent. As I said before, you are brilliant. All right, now, let's turn in our Bibles to Psalms 34:11. Even those who are listening, you can turn in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 34, verse 11. Psalms 34, verse 11. We're going to all turn there and look at that. That is word of the Lord. Okay, Lamaya, would you read Psalms 34:11 when you get it for me, please?
Psalms 34:11. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
All right. What does hearken mean? Do you know what hearken means?
Understand.
Okay, or hear. It means, come, children, I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. I'm going to teach you how to fear the Lord. So when you fear God, it don't mean that you're scared. It just means that you honor him. You know, a lot of people, they're scared of what people are going to think of them, but they don't even worry about what God thinks about them. But we should be concerned about what God thinks of us because he's our creator. He's our Lord. So to honor him means to fear him means to reverence him, to give him glory, to give him praise. You know, instead, sometimes we give things glory. We give things praise, or we give people praise. But actually, we should give that to God. It all belongs to God. All right, the next scripture is Proverbs 20:11. Let's turn there. Proverbs 20:11. Let me know when you get it, Lamaya.
Okay.
And then you can read it.
Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right.
Okay. Excellent. So, you know, we all have a reputation that other people know us by. People may say, yeah, I know Lamaya. Yeah, I know Sister G. You know, Lamaya is kind. Or either they may say, yeah, I know him. He's mean or she's mean. Or they are quiet or they're loud. Or they have self-control, or they're out of control. They obey their parents, or they disobey their parents. They obey their teachers, or they disobey their teachers. They listen and follow instructions, or they are disruptive. You know, they don't, to their teachers and to the students. So, you know, sometimes you know in your classroom who's the class clown. You know who makes straight A's. You know, we're known by, you know, how we act. How we act is important to God. He wants us to act in a way that represents him. When we who are called by his name, if we say, I'm saved, he don't want us to act like the devil. He wants us to act like him. And the devil is mean and full of evil things. And so when we are who are God's children act like the devil, God is very disappointed and displeased, but he wants us to act like him, our Father, to be kind and loving. You know, he drew us with loving kindness, so he wants us to be kind and loving like him. So the next scripture, Lamai, is Proverbs 23:22. You can read it when you get it, Proverbs 23:22. Proverbs 23:22. And I regret to say Lamaya is going to be leaving off the air soon today. She has to go to praise and worship practice with her mom. But she'll be on next week in 2012. January, we're going to meet again. January the 5th, 2012. Woo, another year. We're praising and thanking God for another year. You ready, Lamaya?
Yes.
Proverbs 23:22.
Hearken unto thy father that beget thee, and despise not the mother, thy mother, when she is old.
Okay. So, those are your parents. Listen to your father who gave you life. Listen to your mother who gave you life. No matter what you think of your dad, you have to listen and obey him. No matter what you think of your mom, you have to listen and obey her. So do not hate, rebel against your mother when she is old. Respect your parents. Listen when they tell you to do something. Keep a good attitude. You know that's important. God looks at our attitude. God knows if we roll our eyes or stomp our feet at our parents or curse or talk mean to them. He also knows when we listen and when we obey them and when we keep a good attitude. You know, God knows everything. He made the eyes, he see. He made the ears, he hear. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. So, you know, when we do wrong, we're not getting by with it. You know, we have to repent before the Lord. Lord, forgive me because I didn't do the right thing today. Lord, forgive me because I didn't think the right thing today. So he also knows when we listen and obey our parents. He knows everything. So, you know, one of the things we should do is pray for our parents every day. They have a big responsibility of taking care of us, paying the bills, working to make sure you have a place to live, food to eat. And be grateful. Let them know sometimes. Hey, you know, Mama, Daddy, I appreciate you. I thank you for, you know, giving me life. I thank you for giving me clothes and things, you know, toys or gifts that you give me. So, you know, let them know you appreciate them. All right, now, Mark 7:10. Let me know before you have to go, Lamaya. I know you're going
to
be going soon.
I'm getting ready to go right now.
Okay, sweetie. Well, God bless you. And I'll keep you in my prayers. I look forward to hearing from you next week.
Okay.
Give your mom a hug for me. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Lamaya needed to go today, but I thank God for her coming on with us and spending the time that she did. So she'll be back, hopefully, as the Lord lead her next week. So our next scripture is found in Mark 7:10. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whosoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. So Moses said, even during Bible days, Moses told children to honor their parents, honor their father, honor their mother. What will happen if they do not honor them? Okay, Moses said, let him die the death. For Moses said in Mark 7:10, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother. Whosoever curseth thy father and thy mother, let him die the death. So, you know, we don't want our children to die at early ages. So we have to teach our children to respect their parents. And you know what? There's a saying, privilege. So we have to, some of us have to help parents because it's a job raising children. I was a child. It was a job for our parents to raise us. And even now, it's more so a big job. So we have to honor our parents and so that we can live long lives. Now, Ephesians 6:1-3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou may live long on the earth. So, God wants parents to teach their children to obey them. You know, sometimes you see parents in the stores and they just let their children throw everything on the floor, off the shelf. They let their children cuss at them. They let their children disobey them. But don't you know, in the long run, the children are the ones who are going to suffer. The children will suffer, and the parents will suffer. Because when we don't teach our children to be obedient, they will not eat the good of the land. They will not live long, prosperous lives. They will suffer. So this is a command from the Lord. Do what your parents tell you to do. Obey God, because it's the right thing to do. Obey your parents, because that's what God said. And we're being obedient to God when we obey our parents. He wants children to listen to their parents, not to rebel against them, not to disobey them. He wants them to listen and obey and carry out their parents' instructions, and it will save their lives. They'll be able to live longer, and not only that, there'll be peace. All right? So even as adults, we must obey our God who is over us. He's our father. He's our mother. If our children are out of order, our whole household is going to be out of order. So God wants us to teach our children to be obedient to us as parents. You know, parents have certain duties, parental duties, to teach the children, to train them up, to provide for them, to nurture them, to control them, to love them, to correct, and to instruct them in the ways of God. So I thank God for, you know, the children that come on and learn about the Lord, their God. And this is called Who Am I? So I'm just going to read it, and then you think about the answer. And if you want, you can press 1 and give me the answer. I am known as the wisest man that ever lived. Even if you're an adult, you can press 1, or a young person. I know Mia is the one here, so you can press 1 and give me the answer at the end if you like. I am known as the wisest man that ever lived. My mother's name was Bathsheba, and my father's name was King David. I was a poet. I am known as peaceful. My father was a great genius and a great king. He was a man after God's own heart. My father was anointed as a king when he was a boy. My father had other sons, but I was his successor and was anointed king before my father's death. I realized in my early reign as king that I could not reign without God. So I confess my weakness to Father God and ask him to give me his servant an understanding heart. God granted my request, and I had much wisdom from God. God granted my request, and I had much wisdom from God as well as riches and honor. I spoke 3,000 proverbs, 1,005 songs. I carried out the plans of my father David and consolidated the kingdom, and engaged in many commercial ventures, and I became wealthier. My greatest enterprise was building the temple at Jerusalem, which I occupied for 7 years. It was elaborately adorned. After the completion of the temple of Jerusalem, I offered a dedicatory prayer to Father God. I kneeled down and spread forth my hands toward heaven and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven nor in earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. And my prayer continued in 2 Chronicles 6:12-42. And when I had made an end to my prayer, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. I am known for my writings in the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. Who am I? So if you know the answer, you can press 1 at this time. All right, nobody's pressing 1 on their phone. Okay, great. All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to put you on live. All right. How you doing, Mia? Mia, can you hear me? Mia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You want to give the answer? Who was that I was reading about?
David.
It did sound like David, huh? But it was David's
yes.
son. Who was David's
son?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It was David's son. Who was he?
David's
you
son.
You have a Bible in front of you, Mia?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to read you something, and then from that, possibly you could tell me who David's son is. So I want you to listen. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Who is David's son?
The proverb of Solomon. Solomon?
Yes. That's who I was reading about. Solomon.
Okay.
Solomon is David's son. Very good, Mia. Thank you so much for answering that question.
So, you're welcome.
I want you to listen. We're going to be studying in Proverbs today, the book of Proverbs. We've been studying that book for some time now. And as I said before, Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. And he asked God for wisdom. You know, he could have asked God to be rich and famous, but he asked God for wisdom, and God gave it to him. So we're going to review a little bit in verse 8 of Proverbs 1. I'll just start at verse 1 and go all the way. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now pay close attention. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So we've been talking a lot about listening to parents, listening, you know, when your parents tell you something, listening to what they're saying, being obedient to them, listening to them when they instruct you in the ways of God. So I thank God that he wrote in his word what we should do. You know, we'd be lost without the instructions of God. It says to discipline, which means the correction of children, to correct your children. You know, the Lord wants us to correct the children. A father is very valuable to the correction of a father is very valuable to children presently, and even more so in the future when you are on your own. When a parent discipline you, that shows they love you. Remember the things your mother teach you, and they are very important, and obey them. They could save you from sorrow, heartaches, trouble, now and in the future. When people who do wrong, sinners, try to get you to do bad things, do not do what they want you to do. Do the right thing. Remember what your parents have taught you. Remember to do the right thing all the time. When you are under peer pressure and you are like, well, should I do what they want, or should I do what my parents told me? Should I do what God wants me to do? Choose to do the right thing. Do what God tells you to do. God speaks to children. He tells them, you know, certain things to do. So we have to listen to what God tells us to do. Now, in the book of Proverbs, there's a lot of teaching. Solomon was teaching his son as a young person because he did not want his son to suffer or to lose his life because of the devil, or because, you know, his son was following the devil. So when we do evil or wrong things against God's law, we're following the devil. So Solomon counsel with his son, to be wise, receive instruction from his father. He said, listen to me, my son, now. You know, I want you to listen to what I'm teaching you. Follow what I'm teaching you. It will save your life from doing evil, because when you do evil, there are severe consequences. So, you know, Solomon warned his son over and over about doing the right thing. He knew what the consequences were because he didn't always do the right thing. We don't always do the right thing, but when we obey God and follow his commandments and do what he asks us to do, we'll have rewards, and those rewards will be good things for us. But when we are disobedient and we don't follow the ways of God, there are consequences, severe, that we have to suffer. So we're going to look at Proverbs verse 7, where it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Stubborn fools despise wisdom and discipline. You know, fools don't like to be disciplined. They want to just act a fool and do whatever they want to do. But God says to fear him is the beginning of knowledge. So when we fear God, we are beginning to be knowledgeable. Let's look at the word integrity. Verse, let me see what verse integrity is in this. This is in verse chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 8. My son, listen to your father's instructions and do not neglect your mother's teaching, because discipline and teaching are a garland on your head and a golden chain on your neck. In other words, these things are valuable that I'm teaching you. So I want you to listen. I want you to obey. It will save your life. Listen and obey. It will save your life. My son, if sinners lure you, do not go alone. If they tell you, come on, we're going to go somewhere, and we're going to ambush or kill somebody, you know, refuse to go with them. You don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to be in trouble with Father God, with the police, with the judges. You don't want to be in trouble. So do the right thing. Don't follow those who say, we're going to go and kill somebody just for fun, just because they can. They may have guns. They may have knives. They may have some type of weapon or, you know, whatever they may have to try to kill somebody or take an innocent life. Don't you know later on? Well, they're setting up a trap for themselves, really. Later on, they're going to be punished because God did not give life, a life for them to take it. God gave that life to that person whose lives they're trying to take. So God will not be pleased, and they will suffer severely for taking someone's life. It says, let us hide to ambush innocent people for fun. Now, you know that's not right. They don't have enough to do. People like that are idle. They don't have enough to do. They just have idle time. And there's a saying that says the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So, you know, we don't want to listen to the devil and do what the devil says. We want to listen to God and do what he says. So Solomon is warning his son. He said they, you know, are trying to go out and take innocent blood. You don't hang with those kind of people, like those in good health who go into the pit. We'll find all kinds of valuable possessions. So they're going to go out and steal from people. We'll fill our homes with stolen goods. Join us. We'll split the loot equally. You know, those are evil people. You can't do wrong and get by. There are severe consequences for doing those things. Severe consequences. You suffer severely when you disobey God, when you don't do what God tells you to do. We have to be people of integrity, people who have wisdom, people who are just people. Now, integrity means honesty, doing the right thing, obeying God, free from deception, being sincere. So we have to be sincere people. You know, God knows our heart, whether we're sincere or whether we are insincere or not. So we have to follow God and do what he wants, justice. Justice means acting, being morally upright or good, a quality of being just, impartial or fair. Wisdom, what is wisdom? Understanding, to be wise in manner, learning knowledge. Knowledge is to know something. To know something. Foresight. What is foresight? Foresight is to act or power to foresee what's about to happen. An act of looking forward or looking ahead, knowing what's about to happen. That's foresight. Understanding is, you know, the ability to comprehend something or understand it, mentally grasp it. Devious, moving off the right path, deception, to trick. Abandon, to leave or desert. Adulterous, one who commits adultery. Adultery is voluntary sex between a married man with someone other than his wife or a married woman with someone other than her husband. So Solomon is teaching his son all of these things. He said, my son, don't follow them in their way. Do not even set foot on their path. You know, if they drive up in their car and they say, come on, we're going to go. We're going to go out and we're going to kill some people tonight. We're going to take everything they own. We're going to go in their house and fill our car, the trunk of our car, full of loot, full of jewelry, full of all these things. Don't you know that these people are setting a trap for themselves when they kill people? When they steal, when they rob. But these people set an ambush of their own murder. They go into hiding only to lose their own lives. They will lose their lives. It may not even be right away, but they will lose their lives. The Bible is true. This is what happens to everybody who's greedy of gain, unjust gain. Greed takes away his life. Wisdom sings her song in the streets, in the public squares, and raises her voice at the corners of noisy streets. She calls out at the entrance of the city. She speaks her words. How long will you be gullible, you gullible people, loved being so gullible? That's somebody who believes everything somebody tell them. Oh, really? Oh, they're real gullible. Everything somebody tell them, they just believe it. They don't try to question it. They don't try to, analyze and say, now, wait a minute. Does this sound right? Does this sound fair? Does this sound good? You have to make judgments when people tell you things. Is this the right thing to do or is this the wrong thing to do? How long will you mockers find joy in mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? You know, Solomon is teaching his son to follow the right path, do the right thing. Always choose to do the right thing. Don't be gullible. Don't follow people just because they say, come on. Decide if these are good people or not. Make a judgment about them. Say, now, wait a minute. You know, these are the kids who clown in school all the time. Every time you see them, they pulling pranks on the bus driver on the way to school or on the way home, and they sticking their foot out and tripping somebody, or even they carry guns in their book sacks. Are these the people that we should be hanging with? No. Use judgment. Don't be gullible. How long will fools hate knowledge? You know, don't be blinded to these people who are foolish. Pay attention. Look at the warning signs. Turn to me when I warn you. I will pour generously out my spirit for you. I will make my words known to you. I called and you refused to listen. I stretched out my hands to you and you paid no attention. You ignored all my advice. So God says, you did not want me to warn you. I will laugh at you when calamity hits, okay? When the police come to pick you up, I'm going to laugh at you because I already warned you. When the police take you to jail, don't call me because I'm not going to answer you. I'm going to make fun at you when panic strikes you. Because panic will strike you. You say, oh, my God, we killed somebody. Now we're being caught. Now we're going to find out. And then, you know, what happens is those who are caught, they start snitching on each other. They tell on each other. Oh, no, I didn't do it. He was the one who pulled the trigger. She did that. She was the one who stabbed him with a knife. I didn't do that. They all tell on each other. So they all go to jail. And that's not what we want. That's not what Solomon wanted for his son. He wanted a good life. He said, okay, when these things happen to you, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to turn my back on you. I'm not going to be there when trouble hits you, when you're anxious about what happened. I'm not going to be there because I'm warning you now. They will call me at a time, but I won't answer. I'm not going to answer those because I've given them stern warning. They will call on me at a time, but I won't answer. They're going to look for me, but they won't be able to find me because they hated knowledge when I gave it to them. They chose not to fear the Lord their God. They refused my advice. They despised my warning. They will eat the fruit of their lifestyle. They will be stuffed with their own schemes. Gullible people kill themselves because of their turning away from what God has said. Fools destroy themselves because of their indifference. But whoever listens to me will live without worry and will be free from dread and disaster. So God is warning children, no matter what age, young adults, listen to him. Solomon was the wisest man. He said, okay, listen to me, my son. Don't turn away from what your mother has told you, what I've told you. It's going to save your life. Solomon was the wisest man, so he decided to warn his son while his son was young. He said, now listen, you know, and this is for all of us, just in case our parents forgot to teach us certain things, Solomon is there to teach us. When we read in the Word of God, we can find out everything we need to know to live a right lifestyle, to live right, to live a righteous life, to live a holy life. That's why Christ came here. So we could live like him. He is a righteous and a holy God. So Solomon is teaching his sons all these things, his son. And he sat him down and he talked to him. He said, okay, now, before these things come up, I'm going to teach you so you won't be so gullible. And every time somebody come by blowing the car, you won't go jumping in their car. You won't be going, you know, because children are known by their deeds. So you pay attention to what they're doing. Pay attention. If they're cussing, playing that loud music, if they're riding around with the music blasting loud and the cussing music and all those bad words on the songs, stay away from them. Don't follow behind those kind of people. You want to be with godly people who love the truth, who love righteousness, who love God the Father. That's the kind of people you want to be around. That's the kind of people you want to hang around. Those people who love God, who obey his commandments. Not those people who rebel against God, who rebel against their parents. That's against God's law. You want people who are going to listen to God the Father. You want to be around people who are wise, not gullible people. Not people who are doing evil, mean, cruel things, driving down the street. And if they see an old person, they are cussing at them or sneering at them or picking at them or they're stealing from them. They'll knock people down and snatch their purses and do all kind of things to them. We don't want to be around those kind of people. So today on Boys to Men, we're going to be ending the show a little early. From now on, we'll probably only be on an hour beginning January the 5th. We'll be on only on an hour from now on because the children have homework and some of them have things to do or places to go. So I'm considering the children. And don't forget, we'll be back on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on January the 5th. Now, is there anyone on Girls to Men or Boys to Ladies who have not accepted the Lord as their Savior. I believe that everyone on so far has accepted the Lord as their Savior, or anyone who is backslidden, which means, you know, you are not close to God anymore. You do not pray. You do not spend time with Father God. You don't repent, or you don't follow his ways. You're not studying his word or putting him first. That's a backslidden condition. So we have to repent before the Father, ask him to forgive us, and then we have to put those things in place. We have to start spending time with him. You know, sometimes, you know, I want to spend time with my friends or go places, but I haven't put God first. So I got to have my priorities straight. I got to spend time with the Father. You know, he said, if you seek me early, sometimes I'm praying 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. If you seek me early, you will find me. So I want to find God. So I seek him early to find him. So for those who may be listening later who are not saved, we repent before the Lord and ask forgiveness and ask him to save you from this untoward generation, save you from the sins that you have committed and from committing further sins against him, against his will, and that you claim him as Lord and Savior of your lives. And he will save you. He said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So I thank God for each of you. We're going to be ending the show in a few more minutes, probably around 6:15 or so. Some of the children are on holiday. They didn't come on today. But I thank God for you who are on. I praise God for each of you supporting our children, being on there, on the air on a weekly basis, giving up your time to come on and to, you know, undergird me in prayer and the children in prayer. I thank God for you because it takes time, you know, to come on and, you know, spend time listening to the show and praying in the background or contributing. So I thank God for you. So does anyone have any questions? You can press 1 if you have any questions or you want to make a comment or anything. Okay, no one pressed 1. So I thank God for each of you. I'm going to say goodbye to each of you until next Thursday, which is going to be January the 5th. And I look forward to you being on again. I thank God for your support. Happy New Year to each of you. I look forward to hearing from you next week, Thursday, January the 5th, 2012. Woo, another year. It's just about coming and going. So remember, obey God, obey your parents, obey those who have rule and authority over you. Spend time reading your Bibles, studying your Bibles, praying to Father God, obeying him. Remember, be a blessing to your parents, to your teachers, to your pastors, to your neighbors, to your friends, to those who are in your life. Be a blessing to them. Be a blessing to your families. Be a blessing to everyone you come in contact with. I love each of you. You are you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I love you too, just in case you think I'm not speaking to you. So I love you. Have a happy new year, and God bless you abundantly. So I look forward to talking to you in 2012. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, O God, for being present with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank you for what you've done, O God. I thank you for what you're going to do. I ask you, Father God, for safety and protection for everyone who came on, everyone who will come on. And I ask you to bless everyone in the name of Jesus. I ask you for protection, for guidance, for safety in the name of Jesus. I ask you that no destruction come upon us at unawares, O God. I thank you, Father God, for you having rule and reign over our lives. I thank you for your divine presence with us on a weekly basis, O God. I thank you that we could call upon your name morning, noon, and night, and that you answer us. You take time with us, O God, and we don't take it lightly, Father God. We honor you, and Father God, forgive us for every way that we've been disobedient. every way we've not honored you with our words, every way we've not honored you with our whole hearts, with our actions, forgive us, Father God. Father God, I draw a bloodline of protection around each one of us as we close, oh God. We just thank you for what you're doing in our lives on a daily basis. We thank you for protecting us, Father God, as we go in, as we come out, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are holy, you are righteous, you are divine, and you always with us. You will never leave us. We praise you, oh God, in our homes. We praise you everywhere we go because you are a mighty God. We praise you according to your excellent greatness. We praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus with our voices, oh God. We give you glory and thanksgiving, oh God. Father, your God, your word says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us, bless your holy name. So we extol you, O God, because you are great and greatly to be praised. You are our creator. You are our Lord. We bless you this day. We praise your name forever and ever and ever. And we thank you, O God. We thank you for being with us. We lift up people, Father God, who are hungry. We lift up the poor, the destitute, those who don't know you. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to allow them to be saved, to be able to call upon your name. And we thank you, Father God, for the children being safe and saved. And let your joy be their strength, O God. And we speak that you are glorious. You are your majesty. And your works are wonderful, O God. We thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. As we dwell in the secret place, O God, we thank you that we can abide under your shadow, Almighty. And we appreciate you, Father God. We love you, O Lord, our strength. And we say that we bless you tonight, O God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you in the evening. We bless you in the morning. We bless you at noon. We will pray and cry aloud in the name of Jesus, and we say, have your way. Father, your word says when we cry unto you, even our enemies will turn back. So turn the enemies back, Father God, every one of them, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our heart is fixed, O God. Our heart is fixed on you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless and honor you, Most High. We come to praise you and to give you glory, to give you praise. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. So God bless each of you. Look forward to talking to you soon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Mia, okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.